As your leader, I encourage you from time to time, and always in a respectful manner, to question my logic. If you're unconvinced a particular plan of action I've decided is the wisest, tell me so. But allow me to convince you, and I promise you right here and now, no subject will ever be taboo. Except, of course, the subject that was just under discussion. The price you pay for bringing up either my Chinese or American heritage as a negative is, I collect your fucking head. Just like this fucker here. Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time! I didn't think so. 今日はこれまでにしましょう。
死んでいた朝に弔いの雪が降る、はぐれ犬の遠吠え、下駄の音きしむ、銀河の重さ。
Filter.
Let's see how many westerns got in the
genre.
List.
Genre.
Yeah, because you guys suck.
Me?
What?
Me?
Yeah, you guys.
Me. It's your. You are the one that refuses to show him the westerns.
You live here.
Spawn before.
Yeah,
but it's not his fault anymore.
It's not my fault.
Yeah,
I am not the older brother. Is what you're saying.
No, you're the one with all the sense.
Wait, hold on. This list.
He's the one. What?
Is this all westerns. That the list is?
Yes.
This list is kind of small.
No, we nominated a trillion movies.
And Andrew fucked them up? Okay.
A lot of them did not get in.
All right. Makes sense.
Andrew, listen, you don't get to slide past, you know. I don't know if you noticed. Rambo First Blood Part 2 isn't in the Pantheon. So I don't like either one
well,
of you.
To be fair, that's only because I haven't watched the movie fully. I've watched a piece of it and it looks like a movie I'd like.
It is the best of all of the movies.
Rambo Part 1. It looks nice.
It was his first blood, but the second time.
Oh, wow.
Even the title is awesome.
So, hi, and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas.
And you might have heard some of what we were talking about. That depends on how good I feel or how lazy I feel editing this podcast.
Oh,
so, it will all be in.
It will all be in.
I did this, but I don't care.
Sweet.
Anymore.
But this week, we find ourselves talking about samurais, about ladies, about revenging.
So Hillary Clinton.
And also, well, not also, we're going to be talking about the 1973 film by Toshio Fujita, Lady Snowblood.
に頼まれてこの芝県を狙う死ね、
恨み、
見ろ白衣を着てこいつだ。
Douglas,
yes sir,
you brought this film to the podcast.
Yes, I did,
with such fervor and such confidence. Come take us to it. What's this movie?
All right, so first of all, I need to ask a question. Damian, in particular, have you watched one or two Lady Snowbloods?
I've seen both Lady
Snowbloods. Well done, well done. Okay, so we can then do this podcast as intended and as it should be, which is to talk about the Snowbloods.
Talk about the first one, and then next week talk about the next
one. Oh, man. So this movie is... something special. It is from, I think, 1974 or that region of time. It's a Japanese kickoff film.
I just said the year like 2 seconds ago. Doesn't care.
I don't listen to you, Andrew.
He has the same filter he has for emails. Like, it's a constant filter in his brain.
We're in the same room. Right. Like.
Andrew, come on.
You're basically the Charlie Brown teacher son. Wah, wah, wah. Wah,
wah, wah, wah. Okay, so this
thing that makes perfect sense. That makes a...
So this movie that was made in 1952 was it's a Japanese kickoff film, which if I really had to describe it to anyone, if I had to pitch it to anyone, I'd say it is the template for Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill movie. It is, and you spoke about it before, there's revenging, there's arms cutting off, there is blood gushing everywhere, and there is a sweet looking lady, a sweet young lady, who is doing all of this murderation. So the movie starts with a family, specifically the matriarch of the family being wronged, and she ends up bearing a child. Her sincere wish was for that child to be a male child. However,
A masculine child.
But apparently, if Luca Brasi doesn't actually ask for it, then you don't get one. So she got a girl. But she said, nope, that's okay, because I'm on my deathbed, and this girl is going to carry out my vendetta. And then, you know, cue all of the crazy, ridiculous action movie music behind that. And this movie literally is about this girl growing up. Well, not really growing up, but she has grown into this woman and carrying out that vendetta and murdering fools. And it is superb. There is just so much craziness, so much just dumb fighting. This is the definition, Damien, of a not crying movie, right?
Yes, there's no crying.
There's no crying whatsoever. No crying allowed for an Asura, which is what she is, by the way. She is an Asura, which is some sort of demigod born only to take revenge. It's so hard. You see, with other movies we've talked about, you can talk about the depth of characters and the nuances of the performances and the metaphor that is being portrayed. But no, this movie is just straight up murking fools, and I really do love this for it. We can talk about the second movie a little bit later if you want, but I at least, you know, gave my view on the first one.
I think there's a lot of nuance in this. A lot of subtlety.
You mean the sword goes left a bit more in that scene?
I think all the nuance disappeared once someone got that blood bag with the fakest blood you've ever seen in your life and sprayed it all over her... it wouldn't be her father. Her mother's husband when they murdered him. This show is beautiful in its simplicity. Someone set out to make a movie about revenge. And then while the writers were writing a movie, they just filmed everything else. And by the time the script came back, they just went, I don't know where we're going to put this in because this movie's finished. We shot this movie already. So, we could put in some of the dialogue and shoot that after the fact, but we're done. And, the movie starts and she murders someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they explain to you why she's doing the murdering. But not fully, but you don't need a full explanation because you're on board. And by the time the fullness of her mother's lunacy is transparent, and none of that is important because you're here for a reason. For her to murder everyone. Now, Tarantino had a couple decades after this movie came out. So there's the fighting is a little bit better in Tarantino's movie. But he couldn't help himself, so he told more story. It is equal in its shittiness, but there's just more of his story in there. And it is equally used. It, like, you don't need any of it.
And at this point, Damien's mic is muted because right. he just said something bad about Tarantino. Right. I will not have that
you
on this podcast.
You need the extra talking in a movie like this. You just need the venging, right? Is it better than I Saw the Devil? Let's be serious. Nothing is better than I Saw the But it is kung foolery at its finest. There are sword swings that make the sword swing noises. When people get stabbed, they make the right stabby noises. And there's those oodles of blood for absolutely no reason.
I knew.
And this stone faced killer girl that there's just no emotions, no reactions until the final scene when she clutches Snow as she wakes up and go, this movie's perfect. I don't need anything else.
Yep.
It is beautiful. This movie is. Oh. So thank you, Douglas. I watched this movie with a smile. Like, I watched this movie and then immediately just went, instead of watching the second movie, how about I just watch this again and then watch this?
So Damien, that's pretty much what I did. And Andrew, because Andrew bit more than me, because the reason I picked this is because I saw Andrew watching it, sat down for a little bit and was just
blown away.
So I essentially watched the first, let's say, 3/4 of this movie and then watched it again so that I could talk about it with you.
We should talk about part 2 next week.
No. Damn it. Let's not talk about part 2.
But I want to watch it again.
No, you can do that without talking about part 2.
Oh, there's things in the way.
What things?
Other things.
TV like number shows. Things?
Yeah, like TV shows.
I mean, Damien.
They're in my way.
Within 2 minutes of the movie starting, she clear cuts a fool's arm off.
And then it, like, cartoonishly falls away from the rest of his body. Thank you, movie.
Thank you. That's when... So, up to that point...
Umbrella sword.
I was kind of...
Oh,
exactly.
Jesus.
Up to that point, I was kind of, you know, on my phone, doing whatever. And then I heard...
Right. You heard the noise. And you went, that sounds right. It sounds like Kung Fu. And then you look... Ah, yes. Kung Fu is the
so
best.
So, Andrew, what pray tell do you have to say about this film?
I almost want
film?
To hate this movie right now. Because, like, the joy.
So yeah, what you're saying, right. this is the almost famous effect?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening
right.
here?
Right, we enjoyed so fully. With, like, no reservations. Like, these two cackling fools smiling at this stupid, stupid movie. I don't like it anymore. But I dare you to come up with anything bad to say about this movie.
So, I agree. Movie's awesome. But weirdly enough, what I found myself thinking a lot about...
It's going to talk about, like, nuances and shit.
Right.
Now.
The greater world.
My God.
What the meaning of the killing is.
It reminds me a lot of Malik and the way he does... Actually, no. The truth of the matter is, what I was thinking a lot about was Kill Bill itself. And how so much of Tarantino's Kill Bill Volume 1 specifically
is a homage.
Is this movie. And like, I'm not talking about, like, he thought of the concept of a girl going after four targets or the fact that there was a sword fight or
right.
that. But it got super detailed where you have things like, for example, the backstory that you get about the family and how the revenge actually occurred, it's the same style is used again in Kill Bill for the backstory of Oren Ishii, where you see that full animated sequence. When we get to the final fight and we're in the club, which is this party that's going on, when we reach the first kill, and Douglas is the first one who pointed it to me, who was like, we get the if you're feeling raw about this in a few years, you can find me over there conversation. And like so much of it where it's not so much that he was like, I have like a base idea from this movie. He just took the
I watched this movie and it is awesome. But I know 13 other people have seen it and will see it. So but I just make this movie again with white people. And he did. It was awesome.
Still like it a little bit a lot, but
you can't. It's hard to not.
It's hard.
I should do a director's cut of that movie though. It's a lot of talk.
So essentially, your cut would just be sprays of blood, right?
I think I've come to the decision that I never want to see any of Damien's cuts of movies.
They're tasteful. You don't even see where the cuts are. One giant action scene.
Like, I think I'd shoot myself if I had to watch any of those. There's no.
If anybody else has anything left to say.
But that's talking.
Right.
That's talking.
And then, you know. But that is the what brings you from every scene. So there's action scene, and then that, and then action scene, and then that just continues.
Like, I just love the tone and, like, the feel of this movie. The kung foolery, the feeling of it. Douglas talked about that sound, right? I knew that was the moment that I had Douglas in this movie. Mm-hmm. Where the scene opens and she comes upon these gentlemen who you find out quickly that she's there to kill them. And she has a jump. And there's a sound effect that comes with that jump that we hear throughout the movie from time to time. And just as it occurs, you see Douglas just pick up. And that's when the movie picks up and you're like, I'm in.
When you, like, see on a page the word whoosh, that is what the sound, that sound you're hearing in your head is the sound she makes when she jumps in the movie. It is one to one. Like, it's so good.
And also, there's some straight up weird ass shit in this movie. Like, I think the one thing that stood out for me as like something that I don't know how I feel about it distinctly, but it felt so weird that I feel it had to be noted was at the end of the scene in the police scene, when she finally gets that vengeance,
right.
You see a curtain come down,
right.
And Douglas actually stopped me and said, "Is this the end of the movie?"
Right. I mean, because I knew there was a part two, I was like, "That is perfect." Yeah, just literally curtains down.
Yeah,
the end.
That'd
like,
be
yep.
great.
But it wasn't.
And just like that's so strange, but I kind of like it for how weird and strange it is for what it did.
Yeah, he is. This movie's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So why not have a curtain fall down? It would have only been better if she actually swung the sword, not at the curtain, just swung it and then
and you just interpret she cut the string that made
happening?
The curtain come down.
Oh. Just had people in the audience clapping like it was a stage play. Just
so put, I told you,
finally
Damon,
pull
I found,
out of the movie.
I told you, Damon, last week I found something special.
It is remarkable.
I just like to say, FYI, I did not like part two as much.
You can't.
No, like, I agree with you.
Like
I did
part,
not at
part
all,
two felt like it well, went on with like this whole government conspiracy
yeah,
stuff.
There yeah. was right. They were trying to tell more story, which
yeah.
is what
essentially
got in the
what
way.
They did is they went down the same rabbit hole that Rurouni Kenshin went down.
Yeah.
And with similar results, it was serviceable, you know. But to be honest, without part one to back it up,
yeah.
I would never watch that movie again, and I may not. It was fine. There were some action scenes. I don't think the action to not action was adequate, the ratio.
If you view it much like I view it as one long movie, then both of them are awesome. But if you split it, then you can skip the second one, right? You've gotten all you need from the first one. It is glorious. Ah, dumb kung fu movies. I miss it. There's a time I used to just watch zillions. I think Encore, like the Action Channel or something, used to just bring
Stars
them.
Action.
Yeah, used to just bring them. Like, listen, we know, like we don't have new releases, so it's just kung fu all day. you know you want to watch it. So just sit. And yeah. Someone recently asked me what our podcast was, and I stopped talking to them.
What?
This was fun. But no, we're not talking anymore.
I think.
Yes. Yeah, Lady Snowblood is tremendous. When you see the box art, that is that is the movie. Mm-hmm. Like that picture there, you know what the movie is. And it's fantastic. And it's like an hour and a half, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty short movie.
Yeah.
It knows what it's doing.
I want to get back to the world where when movies end, they just say end in the corner and then that is it. Like
in
nothing
the corner?
Else. Yeah, like the end. Like at the end of this movie, it was just like the end, like in the corner of the screen. Like it was fading out and you saw the end come up and then like, all right, yeah, the movie's over. Like it's done.
Like I always think of it as like the old timey movies mm-hmm. where you have the big roll, right, the end right. in the middle, right?
Or is that, yeah.
I'm because the corner like mm-hmm. that doesn't seem familiar to me. Like I know there.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I love the little. It's just the freeze the final frame. And it's just at the end, right in the bottom corner. We're done. Like, gone. Yeah. No more credit scenes. I don't want any more Disney castle nonsense. Just. Movie starts, and then and if you want to find the rest of the information, we have the internet now. You have to just like, when's the last time you bought a CD and got like the booklet with all of the things in there, right? Like the lyrics and madness.
Some of them come digitally. Oh. Some of them give you the booklet digitally, like, and I just never touch it.
Like, what? No. Literal kindling. I don't need any of this foolishness. It's fun. And Karachi, not Karate. This is Jamaica. It's Karachi movies are the best. They're the best movies. I'd say they're better than westerns, but I'd be lying. Unless
they
chop bullets.
How close are they?
I mean, in a perfect world, they're side by side. But when I think, like, I can come up with more westerns that I would take with me on an island than Kung Fu.
Do you view Kung Fu and Samurai as the same?
Yes, they're the same. Literally.
Because I keep hearing you say Kung Fu and I'm like, mm-hmm. Kung Fu is China.
I know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I could get technical about it, but who cares?
Yeah, all right, cool. Just...
That's why I say Karachi. That's,
that's a street.
The state in Pakistan.
That's a street.
That's down
the road.
That's a place in Pakistan.
No,
Karachi.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not.
Damn it.
I'm willing to bet it's not. Okay. They speak
Queensland.
They speak English over there,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Not Urdu. They speak English.
You hear that? Andrew's learning.
Yes.
Like an adult.
Yes, he is.
He got it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time. We were worried for a little bit. Thought we'd have to send you to remedial adult class. I know he looks like an adult, but then he opens his mouth, and then we're ashamed. See if you could help him.
Any other friend would be happy to have me.
Yeah,
how dare you be ashamed of me like that?
All right, listen. As long as we focus and talk about like movies and shit, he's great. But if we veer off even a little bit, like we're going to have to pat him on his head and rub his belly or something like that. A traitor.
Moving right along. Before we get to Pantheon, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
that's not about. That's not the
pantheon.
That's not the election.
First of all, number one.
Yes.
We should mention, I don't know if we should wait till the end to mention this, mm-hmm. but Douglas, our...
Fearless leader.
Our fearless leader.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Whoever's on podcast gets to be fearless leader. You were a guest on the matinee cast, which went up on Monday. So when people are hearing this, it's been out for like a week.
One week? More like 3 weeks, Andrew. Let's be honest.
I fast-tracked it.
Like, wait. When was 2016? Oh, no.
I know, right? Yes, I was invited, and I had a nice little conversation.
Here's
with,
the problem with I have with that.
Okay.
So everyone, go and listen to it over at thematinee.ca before we begin our jokes.
Yes. It's not a joke.
Oh, you think this is a joke?
This is not.
Damian,
I'm not amused.
Damian
listen.
Is just straight up going all
right,
to kill
listen.
Me.
Listen, when Andrew started cheating on us, right? First of all, he was far away. We couldn't do anything, right? Mm-hmm. And once the cat's away, I mean, whatever the rest of that stupid mm-hmm. cliche statement is, you eat cheese, who cares? we were upset with him, and he came and was flaunting these other podcasts in our faces. And I assumed up until Monday or Sunday or whenever it was you started cheating that... The only time you two were allowed to go on other people's podcasts is when you are also away. So when you're in Canada, what you do in Canada stays in Canada. but you've come back here and you're now flaunting, I mean,
so
both
are you trying to say that Andrew's whores in front of me. Are you trying to say that I caught a Canadian... venereal podcasting disease.
Right, podcasting disease, a PD. You brought it back with you. And I do not... Douglas, why would you do this to this podcast?
Damian, I think that we've known for a long time now that things haven't been good with us. And, you know, we just didn't want to talk about
but
it.
But not like this, Douglas. Because we've been together now for...
How long have we been doing this for?
Too long.
if you can't count...
Is this a regular occurrence? Are you going to continue doing this? Am I going to be the only one that is in a monogamous relationship with this podcast?
Is it monogamous if the other person is banging other people?
It is monogamous for me. You're all whores and liars.
I can't say that.
You understand that? No, I can't listen to that podcast ever again, right? That is, as Andrew fans out and goes on more and more podcasts, my pool of podcasts to listen to shrinks because I want to hear him laughing and being happy with all other people.
So, Andrew...
That's terrible.
Andrew, we have a mission now.
Mm-hmm.
You must go on the Bombcast.
Mm-hmm.
I must go on the Guardian Football Podcast.
Okay.
Right? I'll go on Men and Blazers.
You have to get
I'll go on
Men and
Blazers.
Yeah, if one of you hits The Economist, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, I could do
right,
The
you
Economist.
Can, yeah, you can type in. Right.
Yeah.
By invitation. Douglas Robinson, whatever the hell Douglas' position is. Chief Lying Officer of wherever the hell he works.
You guys are terrible people.
Hmm. I'm going to... No, I'm not going to do anybody else's podcast. I'll just die. Not buying any equipment. I can just show up here.
By the way, do you realize that when you say something like that, mm-hmm. I think we are one of the few just crazy people to do things like this with equipment like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think... unless they're doing it as a... somewhat profit-making
right.
situation that people really invest the
like,
way that we have.
It is either begathons or the shittiest article you can imagine.
And on that note, we are on Patreon.
Nope. Never.
We have a Kickstarter campaign, or is it Indiegogo campaign?
I would burn this podcast to the ground before I beg anybody for any money for this nonsense. Madness.
Call now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. You should listen, Damian.
I refuse. Listen
to me try and convince mm-hmm. a rational human being
right.
that Dark City is the same movie as Arrival.
Have you seen Arrival?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yes.
Is it in the 3Ds?
Probably. No. I don't know.
Wait, then how did you see it?
I saw it at TIFF.
Canon.
Oh,
yeah. And it comes out on Wednesday here. So.
Damn it. Damn it. I did not go to TIFF again. Oh, fucking work. Christ.
So, second thing.
Fuck all that.
Second thing. Damon wanted to talk about the election. Last week we were on here and we talked about our future hopeful selves. Mm-hmm. Right?
Apocalypse has come.
And now it is post election. It's been announced that Trump will be the new American president.
Yeah.
And Pence will follow him in another year. Mm-hmm. Can we start putting bets down as to how long?
No, you can't. Like,
do you think they're going to change the name of U.S. currency to the Trumpens?
It's pretty good. You're an idiot, but that's pretty good. Six.
Right. Six Trumpens.
No, it can literally be pence or coins.
Yeah. And two Trumps.
And two Trumps. Yes, right. Trump and pence.
Oh, my goodness.
Two Trumps, 60 pence. Idiots. I like how, like, the day after, everybody's like, the world is on fire.
Yep.
And then 2 days in, everyone's like, well, I guess he's going to be the president after all. It wasn't a dream. Felt like one. But we'll see. Oh, I like people like, how bad can you be?
Do you know what I enjoyed? I imagine, I haven't checked this, but I'm pretty sure that all leaders around the world, just by default, congratulated Trump as the person who won.
Mm-hmm.
The next day on, I can't remember if it was CNN, but one of those news channels, the big headline was, Vladimir Putin congratulates Trump on his win.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Because there was nobody else who congratulated him.
It is like
that
this.
That was a great little bite.
Let me not mince words. This is a nightmare. Right? He is the oldest president they've ever had. And he doesn't know jack shit about politics because he's never been a politician. Douglas, how many jobs do you know? Important jobs that you can be 70, have no experience, and get that job.
The intern.
Somebody watch John Oliver.
Right. John Oliver. That's a joke on John Oliver?
That's a joke on John Oliver.
I need to go home and watch that.
It's the last episode of Last Week Tonight this year.
He's still a cartoon character. Like, it's still a joke that he ran, and it is still a joke that he's president, but he's actually president. And the guy that is his vice president might be the devil. Like, he is an awful human being. And they get to make policy that will affect most of the world. And I don't live there, and I have no plans to move there, so I'm going, like, as much as one can skate by, I will skate by, because I'll be indirectly affected by his lunacy. But there's a good chance Jamaica won't be directly affected by any of his madness. But it is bad. It is really bad.
It is not a fun.
It is like it doesn't
of the nation.
Like this the weirdest part about
like
the
watching
thing,
the breakdown of it, watching 70% of white men go, fuck this bitch. Jesus Christ. And then when I saw the women figure, I'm like, all right, this is like, my sister likes to say that Americans like being fooled. That's like, she started saying that, you know, they have those ads that sell things for $19.99, like the Tommy Electrifier, or also like George Foreman grills, like all of that shit. Americans eat up like crazy people. And she's like, no, Americans like being true. That's why they buy water from Pepsi, because they're lunatics. But this time, I think it is willful. Like, all the other times, you can go, well, marketing, con these idiots into me. making these decisions. They're gullible people and they have the fun, so why not? But this time it really does feel like it feels ridiculous. It's the craziest shit. Like, 2 years ago, this was a joke. And that was it. And the joke is now a nightmare. And I'm afraid for, like, minorities in America.
David,
first.
Are you scarified? Yeah. You're scarified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
I need to use that word more often. That like... So good.
America does a lot of shit in this world. Like, whether you agree with it or not, they do a lot of shit. Both humanitarian and otherwise. And the person who is the head of the country doesn't know what any of that means. Right? Like, George Bush wasn't the smartest man. And you saw where people manipulated him. And... But he still seemed like all together, right? You didn't agree with a lot of the things, and it seemed a little slow in certain areas, but he seemed like a real person, like a human person. This Trump fellow is, he's like literal, like he's a cartoon villain is what he is. Like he's done and said all of the things that when people wrote that shit in cartoons are in movies, you go, like, guys, no one is that evil. Like, that's not a thing. No one says these things. He said all of the things. Alright? He said his opponent should be, someone should shoot his opponent. He grabbed women. He said he grabbed women. a phrase I never heard, nor no one else has ever heard. But now the whole world knows that statement. And... Like, he's going to deport 12 million people. He's going... Like, all building walls. Like, all that shit. That he'll never get most of it done. Because he can't. It's impossible. He just said all of that shit. But it's still... Like, it is scary for the people that live there. And tangentially for everybody else in the world. Because you never... Like, he... Someone could say something to him and anger him. And he has the full weight of the American military. And he could just go, you know what, fuck it. Start a war for reasons. And so, well done, America. You guys voted for this because you're fucking idiots. And congrats.
Do you think that his first action as president will be to issue an executive order that The Apprentice should get back its Emmy?
It's, yeah, he should
get Emmy.
Because he should have won.
It's so bad.
Like, the truth of the matter is that the thing that scares me the most, right? Mm-hmm. Because I can be a little bit hopeful. Let me explain this, right? A little bit hopeful that there are enough people between him and action to kind of filter enough out, right? You get where I'm going, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that frightens me the most, right, is that him being at that head position and in that public eye, as he has been for the last 2 years, spewing all of that horseshit, what he's done is made it okay for all those people out there who have been quietly being an idiot and quietly being xenophobic, sexist, every ist you can think of, and just being like, right, we can be that now.
Andrew...
That is the part that frightens me the most, actually.
Andrew, the Klan. Like, when was the last time you heard the term, the Klan?
When I was watching Mississippi Burning.
Right. They supported this man. And he's like, yeah, cool. Right? Oh. The fuck did this happen? Jesus crap, boy. This world. We're heading in a general direction for... A little bit, no, but I think this might actually set us back a couple of years. Doesn't believe in global warming. You know, the thing that is life-threatening to most of the poor people on the planet, the country with the most sway, doesn't, the person at the head of that country.
Is it really, though? I don't think so, because if you think about it, calculations show that global warming won't affect anybody who's alive today.
What calculations was that?
Right.
Where did you get that sense from? Bullshit, Anonymous.
And on that note, I think we can move away from this this subject.
It is... I mean, here's the...
I'm pretty sure
here's
that...
Here's the cold, hard fact.
8 out of 10 scientists... I'm going to be fine. 8 out of 10 scientists agree that ice cream is more harmful to the environment than global warming.
I agree.
I'm sure.
I'm going to be fine, right?
You don't fly.
No. Like, I have enough money to invest in certain areas that I'll be straight, right? Smart people make it out in the best or worst of times. It doesn't matter, right? I'll be straight. But I'm pretty confident in my abilities
Isn't
to make it out like
Andrew,
a villain.
He thinks he's smart.
Yeah.
He thinks he's people.
But there's people that aren't in my position that are going to be bored hard. And I am sorry for them. I really am. But I don't live there, so I wish. Except that I do. I really do. It's really awful.
Well, if they want, we can take all the smart guys, the smart ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come
the
to
smart
like
people.
Jamaica has the best climate in the world.
It's hot as fucking shit.
Excuse me? What was that?
It's hot as
How many people
shit.
Died of heat stroke in Jamaica?
All
that?
Of them.
Was that zero people? It's never happened?
That's because...
It doesn't get hot enough.
I won't say anything incendiary. but I have views on heat stroke.
There's a beach within half an hour of you. So if you feel hot, just drive to a beach, jump in the water, and you'll be straight.
Oh, okay. I didn't see where you were going. Yeah. Because in my mind, the beach is a concentrated section of hot.
Of hot sun, right?
Yeah.
Until you jump
until
into
you
that
jump
water,
in the water.
And then you're straight.
Yeah.
Or winters don't get cold because we don't have winters.
Yeah.
Or springs don't get... hot because we don't have that. Like, we have hot and wet.
Yes, yeah, so
that's
spring
it.
Never gets hot. That's
right.
What spring is. Spring is cool.
I understand, but we don't have any of that. There's no seasons here. We have hot and we have wet. Hot.
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We have hot and wet. And that is it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And it is beautiful here all the time. That's why 3 million people come here every year just to see it. It was like, we're just going to stop and then we're going to go home. But if all of the people come here, then we'll be fine. Yeah. We'll need to get rid of Portmore and Spanish Town, though. We've tried with both of them. Right? Downtown seems to be in a little bit of a recovery, but I think it's time we accept that we failed.
I think,
with
Andrew,
Portmore
we,
and
need
Spanish
to, we need to turn off his mic right now and just let everybody know that the opinions of Damian White do not necessarily reflect those of the podcast.
This was Damon's announcement
yes.
to be the next Prime Minister of Jamaica.
I mean, the Prime Ministers don't have any real power, so how bad can it be? We owe too much people too much money.
When's the next one? Like another 4 years?
It's whenever they want it to
well,
be.
Well, within
no,
the next 4 years.
3 years, and then whenever they want it to be. Just make it up as they go. Which is fun.
Are you making the Damian party?
I'd just go for, like, I'd pick one of them PNP or JLP.
Okay,
there's no
cool.
point in trying to pretend like there's any other parties in this country.
Cool.
And then just bully my way to the top. Say that we are going to run out all the white people. Just be reverse Trump. Right? We're going to build a wall.
Does first that mean around, you're kicking me out?
First around Portmore, because we've tried.
You're kicking me out? Is that what's going on?
No, you get to stay. You've assimilated. You're close enough. Right.
But I injured myself doing sports.
Yeah, sports. Right. And for my second decree, Jamaican Football Federation is now shut down indefinitely. We've also tried with them. It's not working out. We do track. We do cricket. That is it.
All right, David.
Do we really do cricket, though?
Yeah.
David, no, we don't.
That's enough sound bites for one time.
Right.
Cricket
save
is like
the rest
this.
For next
right.
week.
Cricket, right. Never really.
But at
cricket,
least...
Cricket can be good today, right. Horrible tomorrow.
But what is football? Horrible all the time. It's just a sea of garbage, right? Mm-hmm. So at least we can try with cricket. We can. We're not trying with football anymore. We've done it.
Apparently we can try with netball, though. But that's not a real
it's
sport.
It's so boring, though. Mm. It's so boring. Well, give them... I mean, we'll have lots of leftover money after we... scrap the football program, so why not give them some money? We can do Ludi and Domino. Chinese checkers. We'll even give some money to chess. No, we're not giving any money. I'm sorry.
Chess, you're mean.
You're right.
So moving right along. Yes. We're done with your campaign speech. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
That's my slogan.
You're done with your campaign speech. Right. Fuck you. All of that is your slogan.
That is all.
Great. Great.
Bumper stickers aplenty.
So you guys said that you wanted to take another crack at the Pantheon rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you listening, a few weeks back, we wanted to institute a Tump Pantheon. And we didn't want to waste years upon years of putting in like the first 200 movies, because we know those movies that we love enough that we don't want to have a big conversation about. And we instituted like what, around 60 plus movies that time.
Yes,
I think we talked about like 150.
Yep.
But you guys want a second round of a rapid fire insertion into the Pantheon.
That's what she said.
You could hold it back. Nope. You could do it.
Rapid fire insertions. So that's what they call me.
We're done talking about Trump, right?
Good old rapid fire.
So Damian, you seem like you came here the most prepared.
Yes, I have paper. I mean, I have a sticky pad. It's paper.
My list is like 30 deep already.
But you didn't come here prepared. Right. You started that as you sat down.
Okay.
Are you going to deny this statement?
He can't.
I can't.
Cool.
All right, number one, District 9.
Done.
Nope.
What?
Excuse me?
You have to justify this. No,
yeah.
What
I've gone back to that movie.
Uh-huh, and it is still awesome.
It is not that good.
Excuse me?
I mean, I love me some Vickers. But there's a movie that comes in Vickers.
Dog, are you hearing this?
Damian, I think we need to...
No, dog. Like, we have to shut
do something
this
because
this is just a waste of
this
time.
This is ridiculous. So, Andrew, I'm giving you another opportunity to...
renege on your previous miscalculation.
To recalculate your decision about Hunt for the Wilder People, because seriously.
Yeah.
Hunt for the Wilder People?
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. Let me think about that one.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Come back to me in a year.
In a year? Wow.
See, you've got me at the beginning of this. I'm very strong at the beginning.
I'm going
like
to...
when you get me 100 movies in, I'm weak. Right. I'm like, you know what, fuck it. Go right.
He said no to District... All right.
You know, Andrew, what about Lady Snowblood?
Lady Snowblood? It's only been a week.
Okay. At least... So
There's some consistency there. It's dumb consistency.
Yes.
Because it's consistent.
I honestly thought that he would maybe say yes and then would try and make the argument that it's an old movie.
Right, so it would have had more time.
Yeah.
Right? To breathe.
But seriously, Andrew? Jeez. Really?
You're a monster. Oh,
thank you.
Easy A.
No.
Nah.
That movie's fine,
it's
but...
happening
it's
to my life. I hate this Pantheon.
So, alright. There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
Nope.
Wow. That's actually on my list.
But I've never liked that.
Really?
I never have.
What?
Drinking milkshakes is all well and good. You guys love it so much that every time I've said anything negative, you just forgot that I had ever said it.
Absolutely.
Which is what you do
just
the next time
that you love this movie.
Up, you're like, no, everyone likes There Will Be Blood.
Look.
I love
I
No Country
have,
for Old Men.
I don't have spreadsheets of our lies.
I understand.
Also... Punch Drunk Love.
Yes, agreed. That is also on my list.
Come on, Damien.
Damien, I know Damien not going to want that. Not going to want that one. So, Moon needs to be in the Pantheon.
Yeah,
why
not.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Why is it not?
If Andrew says no, I'm going to stab him in the face. I swear to God.
We're talking about Duncan Jones' moon, right?
Yes.
We're not talking about
the other moon that everyone loves.
Other moon, yeah. Right?
No, the other moon. You know, that
moon
other
can
moon.
Go in. Yeah, moon.
Son of a bitch.
Fuck yourself. I tell you, wait 20 movies in, I let everything
stop
in.
Stop talking to me. I hate you. Forever. District, you know what? Damian, calm down. Shutter Island.
Yes.
Sure. I revisited that the other day. It's not bad. It's decent. I like it. The Master.
Yes.
Very yes.
Yes. Nightcrawler.
Ah, that's on my list too. Yes. It's not... Andro.
Yes. Yes. like I'm just like I was thinking back. I'm like, when last did I watch that? like was it like?
Why are we doing this?
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Is it like he's just going, what can I do to fuck? Damien seems happy again.
So Andrew,
he's come out of his miserable phase where he missed everybody and hated everything. And now he seems back to normal, so let's fuck with him.
What do I want to nominate?
Alright, fine. Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew, you came unprepared.
I know this.
300.
Absolutely not.
Why? What action movie do you know of that is better than 300? Just give me a list.
John Wick.
You mother. What?
The Raid.
I know.
Police
a
Story.
Movie that's an action movie that's better than 300.
What?
Lady Snowblood?
301.
Oh, the pain is
oh.
So you guys are just like, you know, that movie that launched this guy into the stratosphere that the whole world loved, you two are just going back.
Wait, no. That was not to be construed as my... he already made a decision.
But
I would have let it through. I was just making a dumb joke.
I'm changing his. I'm going to go in
I was just making
and
a
edit
joke.
This thing. Andrew, 300? No, Andrew.
So, Andrew, The Departed.
Very yes.
If I never loved that movie so much, I'd have said no, just to fuck. Of course, that movie's going. Son of a bitch. The Finding Nemo.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think we must have spoken about this, so I'll leave it alone. Good Will Hunting.
No. Did we?
No,
this is the next one. What? Sorry, no. You don't want it in?
No.
Okay.
Every time I rewatch that movie, I like it a little bit less. I don't know why. I honestly don't know why. I remember loving it once.
It's so
like
good.
A lot, but the more I rewatch it, the more pretentious it seems.
How'd you like them apples? God damn it, J-Man. See, anytime anybody says that line,
I'm
it
laughing
gets
at
a
you,
response.
not at the line.
Home Alone.
No.
So, I'm not going to say that that's a good movie.
No,
but
who cares?
Do I enjoy the shit out of that movie?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. Not only that, I enjoy the shit out of Home Alone 2 as well.
Right.
Oh, those two movies just hit me at the right spot.
What is happening?
By the way, Donald Trump,
yeah,
co-star
was in
Home Alone 2.
Yeah. He showed him the lobby.
Yes.
So I can just take Torque off this list, right? Because there's no way that's making it. Because you guys are terrible people.
Donnie Darko.
No.
What?
Never been a fan.
What?
Groundhog's Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
With Groundhog's Day, It's a Wonderful Life.
I've never watched it.
No. Aha. Oh, I wanted Douglas to say yes just so I could say no.
Alright, yeah. So I know the no's are coming, so I'm just going to say it. Enemy?
Oh,
Enemy.
That
Jake
movie,
Gyllenhaal.
That's a no already from saying.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal. It's directed by Denis Villeneuve, the guy that did Arrival. It's a crazy movie with spiders.
Oh, yeah, no, that's. Yeah. That's okay. Super Bad.
No, I don't think so.
I hate all of you.
It's not to that level.
Yeah, there's better
movies. Well, then again, should I let it in? Because it's about the same level as that one, and I would absolutely...
Tropic Thunder, then?
Absolutely, yeah. Tropic Thunder, yes. You know what? I ask Andrew, because I will let in
Superbad.
Superbad, yeah.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. And along that lines, I want to nominate...
So Tropic Thunder and Superbad?
Yes.
Yeah.
And okay. I also want to nominate Knocked Up and Pineapple Express.
Not Pineapple Express.
What?
I've seen it afterwards, and it does not...
It doesn't hold up?
Yeah, the one time you saw it, it is perfect in your mind. Like, this is the dumbest of all of the dumbest. But then you watch it again, like, no, some of this is just bad.
Alright, cool.
The Bourne trilogy.
You get Bourne Identity. The rest of it can jump
no,
off.
No, absolutely not. It's all three are go fuck yourself.
Well, right, go fuck
so
yourself.
I agree with you on that point. Here's the deal, right? If you had proposed this before I watched the last Bourne movie, you'd have gotten a hard yes. But simply watching that movie has made me question whether the Bourne movies are actually good.
So because I watched that, the new one, I did the same thing. I'm like, were all of them bad? No.
No,
they
were.
They're all incredible. They're the same movie. So there's no way, like you saying one but not three doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, clearly. Because
they're literally the three same movies.
I mean, an argument can be made for the first one versus the last two, but definitely the last two are the same.
Like, Oceans, you can argue whether you can take out 12.
You can't.
We're straight
at 12. 12 is the
best. Sorry?
12 is the best.
Right. So, right, me and you were having a conversation.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, Oceans, you could go, all right, not the entire trilogy, right? You can pick and choose. But Bourne is literally, they're the three same movies. So just put Bourne and then put yes. And then you can decide which one you think we're talking about. Meandos knows that it's the three of them.
Speaking of Daemons and Bournes and Elevens, Oceans 11.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Oceans 11.
So hold on. Bourne.
Bourne
yeah. Identity.
All right. So
yes,
here's the thing. I cannot give you the last two because I need to watch them again.
Cool.
However, I will definitely give you the first one.
Fine. I'll take what I can get now because you guys are bastards.
And the last two, but just think about it this way. I'm along the same lines as you are, except I haven't watched the movies again, like, to justify it. Because Damien, that movie was exactly the same as the others, and it was bad.
It was bad. Because bad. They made it bad. He didn't talk. He was just bad.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Yes.
Sure. U.S. Marshals. We're going to search every outhouse, hen house.
Do you know how long it's been since
it's
I've
been
seen
a long time
movie?
Since I've seen that movie.
Guys.
I remember... I can't give it a...
I can't make a decision. You have to give me either
right,
the Fugitive
right,
or U.S. Marshals.
Just simply based on my feeling,
yes.
The memory of
heart.
How I felt
yes.
about that movie, I'll give it a Fugitive.
Okay.
But that also has been a long time since I've watched
it.
Do
you want to know what comes to mind whenever he says the Fugitive, no?
The man with the wooden arm or whatever, no?
There is an episode of Scrubs.
Oh, God.
In which they make a joke about the janitor lying about who he is. And they play a clip of him who plays like a random police guy in that movie. And he's like, I'm an actor. And
and
that
I
is the
that.
Only thing that shows up in my mind. Like, I remember there being the big train scene, the bus scene, and like the big explosion. And I think I only remember that because that's in every ad. Right? But honestly, I do not remember that movie, and based on that fact, I am not throwing it in.
Wow.
I'm not saying I don't want to talk about it in future. I'm saying I will not agree to it today.
I'm saying I hate this podcast.
Yeah, because
and everything it stands for.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Jarhead.
No.
I love Jarhead so
well,
much. And by the way, this is what. So did we talk about Blue Valentine?
I don't think we did.
No, we didn't.
I remember saying Blue Valentine.
Maybe you
and
did
it being accepted.
While we're screaming things at each other.
Anyway,
and
Blue
of course
Valentine.
I can't keep up. I have to.
Are we putting in Blue Valentine?
Of course. Yeah.
Because that movie is perfect.
Sin City.
Yes.
Yeah.
So again, I remember talking about this movie and there's no way this wouldn't have been accepted unless this asshole. But Meek's Cut Off.
Yes. A trillion billion.
Exactly.
Percent.
And how is that not on our... I'm pretty sure we put that
we
there.
Were talking to each other and he was...
He just zoned out. Okay.
Because yeah. We kept shouting things even after he turned off the podcast.
That's true.
Because we're idiots. Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
Which one's Toy Story 3? Not that it matters.
The bestest one.
Is it the one where they drop into lava?
Yeah. Toy pit. Yeah.
I mean, Can I just say Toy Story 1 to 3?
No. I was not a fan of 2.
Really?
Like, I like it, but I like it the same. Like, it and Wall-E are basically the same. Ooh. Like, I only hate Wall-E because he loves it so much. It's a okay Disney show.
Mm-hmm.
But that is all it is. All
right, let's take a moment. Let's go through Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Incredibles is definitely, yes. Right? Up?
Yes.
What else is there to throw in? Monsters, Inc.?
Yes.
Yes.
And University. I couldn't believe that they made it better with Monsters University.
I'm down with that. Is there anything else you guys want to throw in?
Monsters University. I wouldn't put that in. I
Finding Dory and Nemo.
I haven't watched Dory
Nemo's
yet.
Nemo's already in.
But Finding
I haven't watched
Nemo,
Dory.
Definitely.
I don't know how they keep making sequels this good. Oh, Ratatouille.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yep. Definitely. What am I leaving out? There's something you said.
Oh, Inside Out.
Right, Inside Out.
Amazing, Incredibles, Ratatouille, Toy Story.
Fuck you. Inside Out, Andrew, Inside Out.
Oh, what's the other one that we said?
Yeah.
Inside Out.
Inside Out?
Don't do this.
Excuse me?
Don't do this, Andrew. Please.
I consider that Andrew, okay, don't. Pixar.
What?
I mean, you have...
Off! Just put yes. I don't want to hear anything from you. Just put yes. No.
Oh my God.
You've done too much bullshit for one episode.
Really?
I don't want to hear. I'm going to shout you though. So, put yes.
Did he really just say that?
Son of a bitch. while we're in cartoon lands, I'm pretty sure. I don't think we put the Lion King on it.
Yes, yes we did.
All right, then Aladdin. The
yes.
Second best.
Aladdin.
Yes.
The second best one. I mean, Beauty and the Beast is good, but it's no Aladdin.
So I can't get Beauty and the Beast?
No, you can.
Nope. What?
All right.
Don't be
so
mean.
This is me being mean. The last time I watched it was when it came out, because I was forced to go there.
The story of us.
And... I was super upset about it.
Yeah, that might not be the best
because
way to watch.
When you watch it when you're 5 years old, you're like, this is a girl's cartoon.
Yeah,
and I haven't really watched it since then. Cool. So, sorry, Bad Mind is active.
Fair enough. Desperado.
I love that movie.
Sure.
All right.
How is The Wolf of Wall Street not on there?
I don't know.
Did somebody say no to that?
Someone smacked their head on something.
Right.
Because I certainly didn't say no to that.
Don't think anyone said no to that.
Okay, so The Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew.
Yes.
Good.
The Mask of Zorro.
No.
No.
Those are bad people.
No.
That was funny.
Training
right. Day.
Sure. Yeah, right. Yeah. I have to say, I've watched that movie.
I've watched that movie recently,
and it does not hold up as much
for
me.
You're wrong.
But I'll give it to you. All right, listen. Indiana Jones just needs to be in there.
Which one?
As far as I'm concerned, all of them. But I know that there are arguments to be made. So make them.
The one with the...
I want to say all of them. The first three, because that's all of them.
What are you talking about? There's only three. Mm-hmm. Did they make more? What are you talking about?
They keep talking about making more. I don't know when it's going to happen.
He's too old. It doesn't make sense. Temple of Doom is the one with the box that the face melt, right?
No, that's the first one.
The first one is Raiders of the Lost Ark where that happens.
All right, then
the
not
second,
that one.
The second one is in India where they have the chest. They go in for the guy goes in and takes your heart out while you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
No,
if we have to pick one, Douglas, listen. Focus, Douglas. If we have to pick one, then it wouldn't be that one.
And the third one is with Sean
Connery.
No.
Understand, I am proposing all three. You need to decide if you want to reject any.
Oh, then no. I'll take
all three.
Why would I only propose one?
So
why would I give you an option?
Because he shouted down the Bourne theme. So that was just his gambit for today. No trilogies.
Oh my god. No.
Nah, yeah,
when was the last time I listened to Andrew?
Never.
Not even on this podcast, this specific episode of this podcast.
First and second of Neverwhere.
So here comes a quick no.
Yeah.
Waking Life.
No.
Yes.
True Lies.
Yeah. Well, no, that's already on there.
What?
It's already there.
Yeah. Shoot 'em up.
No.
Oh, come on.
I watched that movie again.
So good.
When I was a teenager, that was so the best dumb. Movie of all time, and it has faded away. That scene where he's shooting people and having sex is still real special.
The thing about Shoot 'em Up is
someone made a better version of that movie this year.
Yeah.
And I take the new one.
What's the new one of that?
John Wick.
No.
What?
He said this year.
It's first person.
Oh.
All right, cool.
All right, yeah. 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 Uh-huh. Yeah. Did we talk about Shaun of the Dead? Why is it not on our list?
Because Hot Fuzz is better.
It's better if you want to say it's better. Mm-hmm. But either way, being better and worse does not make it not.
Can we just get the three? Can we just get the three of them?
What's the three?
And World's End?
Yeah.
I would be fine with that.
I don't like you. I want to remind you. You said no to District 9. You remember?
Sir, that? These things are not
do you remember
linked
that?
Together.
Do you remember this when you said that?
All of these movies are mutually exclusive. We're judging each one on its own merits.
I will not. I'll take the first two, not World's End. World's End is fine.
It's fair enough. Fine. Yeah. Yeah, I think World's End. I haven't sat with it long enough.
I like it,
I feel like
I don't love it.
It's just like Hot Fuzz, because Hot Fuzz, I think I straight up did not like it the first time I saw it. And
lunatic.
It just grew with me. I love that movie now.
Hot Fuzz.
It's so good.
Made me retroactively like Shaun of the Dead. So good Hot Fuzz was. That movie, like, this might be the best
so
thing
good.
I've ever
Can I get
seen.
Scott Pilgrim?
I want to say yes, but I'm sure he will not. Damien will not.
I've said to Andrew, like, yeah. Having now that there's time and space, I don't flat out hate it as much as I did when it came out.
Yeah.
But I still don't love it anywhere near
Andrew,
enough.
Andrew, Damien was spouting hot garbage.
I know, but it's
over
been time,
movie.
And he's been able to
yeah,
like ingest
things,
it and
there's
see
things
the
I
Edgar
like
about, it.
About it. There's things I like about that movie, but there's enough there that... Not the biggest fan.
All right, so
and
I
you
know,
guys said no to Torque, right? There's a bike fight. There's a bike fight in Torque. I don't know if you remember Torque. You remember Torque? You just put yes for Torque. Say yes to Torque.
I do not see Torque on this.
That's
on
my
on
new
the sheets.
All right, that's my new slogan. Yes
say
to,
yes to
say
Torque.
Yes to Torque.
No, we already said your slogan was. Whatever.
Torque, yes. Yes. Yes.
Are you asking us to decide
yes,
on Torque?
Please. Say yes to Torque.
I feel bad.
It's so good, though.
It feels bad.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay, so now that it's clear that Torque is in our pantheon.
Yes, thank you. Yes to Torque.
Yep, thank you.
Can
you
we
see,
say...
Damien, when
yeah.
you
can
ask
we say,
nicely, you get things.
Can we say yes to A Knight's Tale?
Absolutely
of
not.
Course. Of course. Douglas. All right, listen. We need to have our separate. A Knight's Tale.
It's so
might be the best movie the best. Anyone's ever made.
The best.
I'm writing
to
it down.
To trudge.
I'm writing it down so that can be there definitively.
Just
say and just
yes.
Said no to A Knight's Tale.
What about The Patriot?
Oh, wow. No. Mm-hmm. I remember liking that movie so much. But I think I like that movie so much because I saw Mel Gibson with a hatchet.
Speaking of Mel Gibson, what about Lethal Weapons?
Yes.
I'll even put four in.
Absolutely yes. Four in. Yes.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Sorry. I interpreted just one.
Oh, no. No. Again... Please, this is a tray with options. Select them.
I'm picking up just one.
Excuse me? What?
Bad Boys 2 is in this, right?
Yes, it is. Right. No, it's not. I think Douglas kicked it out.
No, it's not.
From last time.
Yeah, I do not accept Bad Boys 2.
Douglas, have you seen that movie?
Not recently.
Douglas, imagine peak. Listen,
It's on my list, right? To revisit. Jesus. So talk to me in a few months. But Andrew, which Lethal Weapon are you taking so I know which ones to hit you over the head for? The first one. The first one. Okay, so Leo gets Andrew. Leo gets Joe Pesci.
I do miss my Joe
Diplomatic
Pesci.
Immunity! What? How do you not
listen,
want
I know
him?
I think I heard your crew.
I know he's racist now, but he still deserves his props.
Braveheart.
Yes.
No, holy Whoa. Shit, you don't like Braveheart?
I never have.
Wow,
it's 19 hours long and boring as shit. 4 months, 3 weeks, 2 days.
Yeah. I have not watched
the
movie.
I'm sad I didn't get to see his other movie.
I watched it, so it can't go in.
He's typing. I'm noting it down because I haven't reached a point where you guys showed like 5,000 at once.
So, Brokeback Mountain.
No.
Yeah, I figured as much. But I love that movie so much.
Life of Pi. Did we put
that? I still haven't watched it.
No.
You're not putting that in?
I do not like that movie.
Life of Pi?
Alright, never mind. Don't type that in. Take that off.
Isn't that Richard Parker?
Yes.
You don't like that movie, Andrew?
Yeah. Don't like that movie.
Andrew, you were the biggest...
Because the trailer, at the trailer point, I was down.
So you don't like an Ang Lee movie?
Yes, there are Ang Lee movies who I don't like.
I don't believe you.
I the just one like Ang Lee movie I just that like I love more than you.
The one Ang Lee movie that is worth anyone's time is the one you go.
You mean Ice Storm?
No, I mean Life of Pi.
So did we talk about the Truman Show last time?
I love the Truman Show.
I know you do, and I do too. So I was wondering if this was just a Damien show. I'm not sure if it was. I cannot remember.
This looks like a Damien show.
All right, so listen.
The Fountain.
Yes.
No. That's a hard no.
let's keep this train going. Uh-huh. Right?
Looper.
Yes, Looper. I don't think Looper is actually in there. I would also like to put in Brick.
No.
What?
I rewatched Brick. I rewatched Brick several times last year. And both times went, I think... When I was a teenager, I may have been stupid.
All right, fair enough. Also, speaking of stupid, Crazy Stupid Love. Yes, Brothers Bloom.
Both those movies.
Yeah.
Right.
And we haven't spoken about the Ghostbusters.
The new one?
Well, if you want, sure, but I feel like it's too fucking new for Andrew. But I was actually talking about the original.
OG. You guys remember when I said I was never a fan of Ghostbusters, right?
So I was not bringing up the Ghostbusters.
Might as well bring up Casper.
Yeah. Can we
Casablanca?
Can we put it? Yes, Casablanca. Wow. Ooh. All right, Stripes.
Yes.
Fine.
Coffee and Cigarettes.
No.
What?
It's okay.
What?
The Japanese Departed.
I haven't watched that. Scrooged.
No.
What?
Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
But one good Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 1.
Can we just say Civil War? That's the one good Spider-Man?
No, the one good Spider-Man movie is Spider-Man 2.
Sure. All right,
so,
sure.
Okay.
Spider-Man 2.
I don't know what your take is on this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you might be with me. I'm not sure about this guy.
Right.
But I also feel like you definitely could be against me on this one. Have you ever watched a little movie by the name of The Man Who Knew Too Little?
Yes.
Fuck that movie.
Oh, you son of a
Come
bitch.
On!
So listen, right? So I watched good. That. I watched that when it came out. I was young and dumb and liked it. And it came up recently and I'm like, I bet you that movie's horrible. And I press play. It is perfect. It's so stupid.
You watch it and you go, maybe life was funnier. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah. So Rushmore, please. I think, by the way, that we don't have any. Do we have any Woof. I have lost. Is Wes Anderson. Do we have any Wes Anderson movies in there? Because if not, we need to.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes. Royal Tenenbaums.
We have no Wes Anderson.
So Royal... what?
We have none right now.
By the way, what do you think about Rushmore? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Moonrise Kingdom.
Yes.
The Hotel.
Yes.
Grand Budapest.
Grand Budapest.
Actually, Hotel. Yes, it is. Yeah, Grand Budapest Hotel.
Life Aquatic? No.
Actually, that is a yes for me, but fine. Lost in Translation.
No, wait. No, stop. Stop. Mm-hmm. We're not leaving Wes Anderson yet.
Yeah, but I have the Bill Murray list in front of me that I'm going through. Goddammit.
That's the same thing.
Oh, Darjeeling Limited. But no, you don't like
no.
it.
No.
The animated one, the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
We said that.
What? Yeah, but he has to catch.
Damn it, Andrew.
We can't do this. We have to wait.
Okay, let's go back then. Did you get Moonrise Kingdom?
What I have right now is Rushmore, Moonrise, Grand Budapest, and Fantastic Mr. Fox. Royal Tenenbaums.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
I never did. Still don't.
Oh! Fuck, it's too new. God damn it.
What's too new?
The Jungle Book.
Yes.
The Jungle Book.
1,000 million.
The animated Jungle Book.
Go fuck yourself.
Nope.
No. No. That's a big fat fucking no.
You're a dick.
No, wait. He can't like the new Jungle Book and not Life of Pi, because they're the same movie.
I disagree.
Oh my word.
You're a bad person.
Just because they both have tigers don't mean they're the same movie.
Yeah, I think you're wrong about that. Fairly certainly you're incorrect about that.
Alright, so Only Lovers Left Alive.
Yeah.
I want to watch it again.
Can we add Stoker a second? I know it's already in
there.
Can we
just
put it there again?
I second that motion.
I think Letterboxd takes out Duplex.
Is there a Stoker too?
I like...
Yeah, pre-approve.
Mystery Train! I feel like we had all of this conversation already.
Did you just say what I think you just said?
Mystery Train.
No.
Down by Law?
Damn it. I love Down by Law.
That movie is so good.
Damn it. I'd let him down by law.
No. There is a Jarmusch movie I like. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Mystery Train is the one where they're talking about the music.
I know what that one is, but there's another one, isn't there?
There's a clock one that you guys didn't like. All Night. What was it called? Night on Earth. But I don't think you guys liked all of that.
Mm-mm. We put The Following in there, right?
The Following?
Yeah,
I think we did. But if not, we should. I don't think we've watched
The Wrestler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of The Wrestler, did we put in...
The Fighter?
Fuck The Fighter.
What?
He doesn't like that movie. Wait, hold on. Just before you guys accuse me of forgetting something, did we actually enter any Jarmusch movies just now?
No.
Okay, cool.
There was one and you shot it down.
Yeah.
You don't like Down by Law.
Did we put in... I'm trying to remember the name of the movie.
Black Swan.
No. That movie disintegrate.
Warrior. I mean, did we put in Warrior? Because
I don't think we did.
We should put in Warrior. If The Fifth Element isn't in there, yeah, it should be.
Controller.
Again, pretty sure we spoke about that movie.
Nope, it's not there.
All right, then please.
Yeah. Right ahead.
Please rectify.
Rectify that. Also, I would like to put in Locke.
No.
What?
That's the one with him in the car?
Yeah.
No.
You mean Lockdown, the space jail?
I hear that's really good, actually.
Actually, no.
I'll put in Bronson is what I'll put in.
Yeah, too. I'll take Bronson.
Yeah.
Startup.
Yes.
Yes.
The Michael Jackson Experience.
Oh.
I feel better. I really do.
All right. I'm pretty sure this asshole put it down, but I'm giving him a chance to redeem himself.
Mm-hmm.
The Kingsman.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Why would he do that?
Wait.
So good.
His other movie with the Okay, Cass? Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Stardust.
No. No.
Fucking guy.
Actually, when I rewatched Stardust recently, it wasn't as good as I remember, which is sad.
I
remember that movie being spectacular, and then I watch it. It's long, and nothing happens for a good long time.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Definitely.
And American Hustle.
Yep. He made more movies, right?
Yeah, he did.
Keep scrolling down.
I'm what coming. Hold on. I have to. I didn't go to his name. I went to Jennifer Lawrence. So hold on a second.
Scroll faster.
Oh, Winter's Bone.
Winter's Bone, yes. Right. The thing that she's best in. Requiem for a Dream?
Yes. 100%.
Movie's messed.
By the way, Damon, this is the point where you're supposed to say Rambo 2.
No, you're just going to say no again. I'm going to have to stab one of you guys to death. I've made peace that this list is shitty.
Oh, I like this movie. Is it good enough?
Say the name.
Three Kings.
No.
Yeah.
I watched that again out of curiosity because I got into this David O. Russell tone after all of some of these later movies, and I went back to Three Kings. What I do love from him, but I know Damien doesn't, Huckabees.
Nope.
I didn't like it at the time.
I hate Huckabees.
Douglas hates the fighter.
Yes, I do.
I don't think any of us really love Joy.
No, I don't like that.
All right. And we have not seen untitled David O. Russell project.
You can pre-approve it, though. You mean pre-approve?
It's too soon. Yeah. Too soon.
No, I mean, it can't be, because I've seen it. Untitled Chris Nolan movie.
Speaking, have you put any X-Men movies in there? Because
you don't like Interstellar? So
what? Come on. Hate you. That movie's forever.
Is Inception on this?
Is it?
It should be.
Andrew, I think your haterade levels might be a little elevated tonight.
We let in Memento and Following.
Yeah.
Let in?
And, and Inception.
Grudgingly.
And the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
And the Dark Knight is in here somewhere, I know.
Yeah. You're bad people. Yeah. The Simpsons movie. Spider Pig. Spider Pig. Does whatever a spider pig does. And he's
from
a limb. No, he can't, because he's a pig.
No, you don't get to laugh.
I like that. You get to laugh.
You go.
I can still find things funny that don't get
you. You don't
this
like
list.
The movie anymore.
You know what I find funny that's not in this list? Blazing Saddles.
How is that not? Oh,
no!
I like how you were like, how is that? And you look to your left and you're like, shit, there's Zim there.
Ooh, Machete Kills.
Nope.
Not even as a joke.
What? I love that movie.
I love that movie, but no.
It's not Torque.
Analyze.
No. You don't have to finish that.
What?
You can't keep that.
Ooh, I like that movie.
R100.
Yes.
Why Don't You Play in Hell?
Yes.
No. Has to be a line.
Oh, Blue Ruin. Why is Blue Ruin not on this list?
I'm pretty sure it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Shh. It's on the list. Everyone likes that movie. Come on. We put the Vengeance movies on there, right? Like the Vengeance Toology.
Did we?
Yeah, Old Boy is on there somewhere. So
I think Lady Vengeance is on there. I'm not sure about Mr. Vengeance.
No, Mr.
Did
Vengeance
I watch
belong.
Mr. Vengeance?
Yeah, it's bad. That's why you don't remember it. It doesn't belong in the trilogy.
Lady Vengeance isn't in there.
What?
Well, it should be. Put it on there now.
Who is updating this? Sorry, Andrew. I'm not the boss. Ah, fun time.
You guys refusing to actually touch the spreadsheet.
You don't want me to touch in fairness.
I don't want
you. You don't want me.
And he doesn't want to.
Touching the spreadsheet. I will more than edit the spreadsheets. Then there's going to be arguments. I notice when only Damien is editing this sheet, certain things that I'm fairly certain worked in. Got
three. Is Heat in there? I don't think Heat is in there.
Because it doesn't belong in there. You only like Miami Heat because you saw it.
No, you cannot.
What?
I love that movie.
No way in hell.
Love that movie so much.
You have a better shot with Collateral. And let's be clear, you have no shot with Collateral.
I'm glad, Damien, that somebody agrees with me on that movie, because this guy loves Collateral so much.
It's okay to be wrong sometimes.
What it does too is it distorts my view of what other people think of it. So I just assume everybody must love that movie.
No. I understand that the second part of this movie was so bad that it may retroactively made you hate the first movie. But Horrible Bosses.
Yes.
Pretty spectacular.
Yes. Okay, so alright. Now, I feel like this doesn't deserve to be on the list, but I really want it there, is The Devil's Advocate.
No.
I love this movie. It's
like,
so...
all that I remember about that movie is Al Pacino shouting, right, and then naked women at the end. And I think there's his sister or
I remember
or
Keanu Reeves being so bad that when I heard he was going to be in The Matrix, I went, please, Lord.
I was too young to decide that someone was bad in a movie.
Because I loved him in Speed. And then saw The Devil's Advocate. And went, oh no, maybe he's just not good at being in movies.
Can I get Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yes.
Can I get Silent Movie?
I don't know.
I guess you guys haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that one.
Ah, shit. History of the World Part 1.
No.
I don't even really remember it, to be honest.
Too long ago, too bored.
Yeah.
High Anxiety.
It's been a while. It's the one where he goes up and
it's
the
vertigo.
He has,
it's where he does vertigo pretty much. All right, so I got Robin Hood. All right,
yeah. Dick Tracy.
I like that movie a lot.
I love it, and it's real
pretty. I own
pretty.
That movie.
I don't
love
remember
that movie.
A thing about this Dick Tracy. I don't at this point, I don't even remember. I know the name. I don't even think I've seen. I don't remember.
I don't think Scarface is on our list.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Or at least it came up.
Is Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels on
our
list?
No, it is not.
Because
it
needs to be.
So
because if you do a drug deal, you need to watch Scarface. That's how you know. And that
there's a weird backlash on the internet about Scarface. About
there is.
Oh, it's not good.
That's because people are morons.
And I don't get it.
No. They should stay 12 years old, which is how old we were when
watched. He's not a good drug dealer. Hey, guys, the movie's awesome. Can we get
Scarface actually isn't in. So
okay.
Scarface is in.
No, I would allow Blow. Yeah.
Enjoy Blow.
Blow, nope.
Right. Oh, speaking of movies like Blow, did we put on, I think we probably did.
Sicario?
Actually, sure. But I was thinking Leo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
Did we? I don't think we did.
I don't think Catch Me If You Can is on there. Leo's entire body of work.
Much of it
at a certain point, you can't just let.
Yeah.
And if you don't look too closely, you can't just let all that slide.
And then you get a nature documentary.
Speaking of not looking
of
too closely, I actually passed this movie a little while ago and thought, there's no way those guys like this movie as much as I do. But his Scorsese movie, I can't remember the name of it, about the pilot,
Aviator.
It's just like you like that movie because you hate all of those movies. It's just a movie about a guy.
I know, but
and his life.
I actually remember hating that movie when it came out, and I watched it again. I love that movie.
That
movie's
so
great.
Good.
Like it, it and Jedgar and that other Lincoln.
I mean,
all of them.
I understand, you know, because you're right. That's it's exactly the movie that I don't like, but. For whatever reason, whether it is actor, director, both, I really gravitate to it.
Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
Of course.
Actually, I would make a strong argument for all three of those movies.
Yeah.
And I would make a strong argument for Silence of the Lambs and not talking about any of them.
Red Dragon.
None of them?
Nope.
Not Red Dragon. So, I watched the three of them recently. Clearly, the first one is amazing. And the second one, not so much, but I still really like it. The third one, funnily enough, the one that I remember caring the least about, I watched and surprised me. It surprised me just how much I love that movie. In particular, Anthony Hopkins. He was just... he nailed it. Like, if you thought he nailed it in Silence of the Lambs, he did not. I think he did a better job in this movie, in Red Dragon, than in the first movie.
People shit all over that movie.
Yeah, they
do. I remember, I used to love that movie. I've turned on it. It is not a good movie. Fine.
Silence of the Lambs is, you know.
Can I get Thor?
No. Hey, can I get
I mean, he can. Eh?
Can I get Doctor Strange?
Too new.
He can get Thor. Not in this world.
Not in this world. No.
Alternate universe where Trump lost, maybe.
Is in that universe, did Cubs lose too?
I don't know. What did they say? This is the dark... What is it? This is the darkest timeline.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that meme. Yeah, I saw that meme. That was hilarious. Oh! Did we put in... I think we talked about it. Magic Mike.
XXL.
Did we put that in?
The trailer. I let in the trailer and good parts of that movie.
The second one. I'm talking about number two. Yeah.
So it I let in the good. First trailer, the Genuine Pony trailer. That goes in. And then the funnest parts of that movie. But there's points in that movie where they're just driving around and talking that aren't the best.
I'll let in that movie because I genuinely love
I'm actually
surprised Andrew got me to watch that movie because I hated the first one. It was what the first one was trying to be this one, except they employed Soderbergh, so it could never be. Yeah. But this one is just fun. Yeah, it's great.
So by the way,
Magic Mike 2, I'll let that in.
I know you guys, we don't talk about Soderbergh that often because you guys hate him.
Yes.
But one of the traits I love about Soderbergh
Is him ruining everything.
And he does it really well. And by that, what I mean is in a lot of his movies, he does almost every job except acting. But he refuses to put his name anywhere but the director because he puts fake names for everything else because he doesn't want his name to be Soderbergh. So not because he doesn't want anyone to point to him, but because he just thinks it's egotistical.
He seems like the type.
What if 10 years from now he comes out and says, "Yeah, I did Magic Mike XXL, I just didn't put my name on it."
Then congratulations, exactly. He made a good movie.
Yeah, Andrew, I like Ocean's 11. He rumored to have directed that one.
Can I get the other Soderbergh movie that I love? That I know you hate.
Which one?
No. The Out of... Oh, why did the name just... Out by... What the fuck? Why...
The Long Kiss Goodnight. I'm asking again.
Is that Sam Jackson?
Sam Jackson.
And
what's her face?
Oh, conceptually.
Andrew's going to
see I don't it. Think I've seen it since I was 15.
So Out of Sight, that's the name of the goddamn movie.
Oh, absolutely not.
Is that a real question?
Traffic.
It's not.
It's been too long
limey.
For me.
The Limey.
I haven't watched that one, but I want to. Bernie,
yes. I love that movie.
Damon? Sounds like Damon's about to veto.
I will absolutely let that movie in. The problem with Bernie is that I showed it to my parents and they watched about 7 minutes of it and gave me no end of shit.
Uh-huh.
They're like, "This movie sucks." And then one day, my mother specifically watched the rest of it on Netflix. Like, she just breezed past the opening monologue part. Mm-hmm. And then came to me as if I didn't recommend it before. She said, "You know what movie is good? Bernie." I almost strangled my wife.
Have I told you the story about my parents and Room?
No.
So I gave them Room to watch. Mm-hmm. I give them movies to watch because I've discovered in life that I used to try and be like, "Let's watch this together," but their timing is always bad and they never really want to do it in a shit. So what I do is I just, like, pretty much I give them a stack and I'm like, "Here,
slide
when
it under the door."
Whenever you're going to start at the top, and I gave them Room. And in their defense, I have given them other movies that they did not like where people are in one space.
Right.
And they decided when they turned on Room, they saw the girl in one space for like 5 minutes and went, "Screw this movie." And they said they apparently tried like 3 or 4 times and just couldn't care. Mm-hmm. Right. And they came down to me and they were like, "Andrew, what the fuck are you doing?" And eventually I got a little upset because I knew this movie is going, they're going to love it. And then I'm like, all right, guys, you're not going to watch it. I'm going to tell you what this movie is about. And like, I literally go through everything to the point where like they escape. And I'm like, all right, stop. We're going to watch a movie. And then like a week later, they come to me and I'm like, Andrew, we love that movie. That movie's the best movie.
You guys don't get to talk to me about it. I hate all of you. My family loves salt. Remember that shitty Angelina Jolie?
I actually don't mind that movie. I
assume it's really bad.
It's so bad.
Do you know what I saw again the other day for the first time in forever? Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yep.
Is the second still half still
like
as
that
good?
Movie.
It's great.
I still like that movie
it's
more
great.
Than I should.
Is the second half still as good?
Andrew, are you going to nominate that movie?
No, I'm not nominating it. Not doing it. No,
by
not.
The way, Bad Boys we spoke about it. We spoke about it, but I'm not sure
Bad
if
Boys
he heard. Yeah, Bad Boys 1, definitely.
So then definitely Bad Boys 2, then. Since you're superior.
I'm letting
did
in
you,
Bad Boys
did you
2.
Let in, did yeah. you let in Tropic Thunder, Andrew?
Yes, we did. We okay. talked about that at the beginning of this conversation.
I know, but I feel like you don't always listen to the things what
you guys
say.
Have the link to the spreadsheet. You can open it and you can see what
I want to put in. I want to put in Frailty.
No.
No.
Is this heavy enough to
what?
Kill it?
It is.
Alright, cool. Did he just say what I think he just said? For real.
Can I get La La Land? No, it's too soon.
Was that a serious question?
No, it was
because
not.
First of all, I would allow it. And second of all, we would have to start having another conversation.
Start over. I'd just be like, yes, you can have it. No, that was a joke.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, I love that
Why
movie.
Is that not in here?
Rango is in there, right?
It should be. If not, it will be.
And Django.
And Django.
Django
what I think
is
Django
in
is
Rango
in there.
Is not.
What? Andrew, you done fucked up.
Yes, it's all my fault.
Did you fight out Rango?
No, I'm not fighting out Rango. You said Dazed and Confused and it made me think of something.
Your proposal.
No. The Fly.
I like The Proposal.
I love The Proposal.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, you're going to say no because you hate him.
I hate The
right.
Fly.
You hate him.
And I've hated
fly
The Fly.
About?
The one Fly.
Can
there
I get
two movies?
Videodrome.
There's a Vincent Price version and then there's a Steve, why do I not remember his name? No.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. Version.
Can I get Videodrome?
Nope.
Wow, okay.
No. I'm not a fan. Never have been. Don't like. What's that movie about Dune, but isn't actually Dune?
Oh, Jodorowsky's Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Jodorowsky's Dune.
I'll take that.
We're going documentaries.
Has anybody watched Everybody Wants Some? I like that movie a lot. Even though I wouldn't put that in here, but just because I'm flipping through it. You guys should watch it. It's fun. It's clear. It promised to be Dazed and Confused Part 2. It is Dazed and Confused Part 2. It's great.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap this one up.
Yep.
Like, we're hitting that cap. Is there any last-minute ones you want to throw in?
I'm done.
No.
Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2.
Oh, my finger.
Lady Snowblood.
Bad Boys 2.
Lady Snowblood.
Bad Boys Part 2.
Can I get Serpico?
No.
Bad Boys 2.
I think that's about it, guys. If you've made it this far, congrats.
Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Damien can keep dreaming.
Or I can just edit the thing.
Have we put in any diehards?
Yeah,
course
we have.
We did.
Okay. Okay.
Come on, Douglas. It's still our podcast.
And holy shit, we vented a lot today.
Yeah.
I'll have to go through that.
Mm-hmm. And put in Bad Boys 2. And ignore Douglas.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Nope.
Oh,
American in Paris.
You guys sold that hard and it wasn't.
Have
that
we put in. Oh, wait, no. I think we talked about it and I said no.
Jellyfish. Andrew will not. Because he's a hater.
I will not abide.
He hates things.
Yes, he does. Oh! Alright. I'm sure. This is a hard no, right, but
so no.
I really love, and I would want to put in here, Dan in Real Life.
That's the one with the...
Nope.
That's the one with the blow-up doll, right?
No. That's Lars and the Real Girl.
Lars
Dan in Real Life.
Have
is
you seen
Steve
Lars and the Real Girl?
I still haven't watched all of it. Is Steve Carell...
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, no. It's all right.
It's so sweet. It's so wonderful. It's so good. Good. No. So congrats again.
Did you put in Deadpool?
No, we didn't. I would put that in.
Bad Boys 2.
Damon, I'm with you on this Bad Boys 2 train. I will campaign with you.
Douglas, look
Can
at
I
me.
Be your Pence?
Douglas, look at me. Bad Boys 2 is superior to Bad Boys 1.
I think that might be... Someone asked this question recently on the internet that I thought was a weird question, and I thought about it and I couldn't say yes, but I think that's the movie that I'd say yes to eventually when I get it. What movie do you own part two of, but not part one in your like DVD collection? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of
Rambo First Blood Part 2.
You actually don't even own part one?
I don't need it.
Like it wasn't even like a box where
extraneous
you're just...
Extraneous movie.
The I don't know why Red Dead Redemption is in my head. Mm-hmm. It's because of Redemption.
The Raid.
Thank you. The Raid movies are in there, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I abide those action movies. Those are good action movies.
I've seen the devil. And you know what he said? Put Bad Boys 2 in the
Hitori pokochi no yo.